bad movies, bad life advice, and even worse life decisions. We cover it all here on the Life with Kenny podcast. I'm your host, Kenny. Grab a beer, sit back, and relax for this week's episode, because things are about to get weird.
What's an all-American girl like you doing with a geek like this?
Forgiveness is divine, but never pay full price for late pizza.
Fuck me gently with a chainsaw.
Jimmy was off the hook.
I know you really don't listen to Slipknot.
Judge Rhino.
You are listening to a Life with Kenny podcast.
Not quite my tempo. It's all good. No worries. Here we go.
Hey, what's up? Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Life with Kenny podcast. And I am here joined by an old friend and returning guest, Ethan.
Oh, hey. Yay, me.
That's not an audience. That's some
Kenny.
Someone booty clapping in the corner. Ethan,
that's why Patrick hasn't been on here in a while. He's just booty clapping in the corner.
He was practicing the booty claps. Yeah. How are you doing, man?
I'm good.
We were just talking and we've been hanging out today and watching some fucking goofy ass videos.
Oh my god, JonTron.
JonTron is one I introduced you to, and internet historian. So we've just been goofing around and decided, hey, it might be fun to watch a movie. So we're going to do something a little different today. It's not going to be as well put together and background checked like I normally do. I'm not going to have all the user reviews and stuff pulled up right away, but
this could go either way.
It might be more interesting because we don't even know what movie we're watching yet.
Let's throw some movies in the cooler and we're going to sift through it and pick one.
So we're going to do a completely random movie grab. And it might be a shorter episode, but, you know, it's something I can post and we're just going to have fun. So,
yeah,
suck it up. Get used to it. We got to watch movies and practice booty claps. We don't have time for...
If you're going to complain, you shouldn't have clicked the link. You brought this on yourself, motherfuckers.
All right. So, Ethan, we grabbed a few in this bucket here. And before we grab a random one, I'm just curious, out of all the ones that we picked, is there any in particular that you're kind of leaning towards right now?
I mean, like, there's a couple in there that, like, obviously both of us have seen before and that I actually love watching.
Right.
I kind of want to watch them, but at the same time, like, there's a couple in there that I haven't seen in a very long time that I kind of want to rewatch.
Yeah.
Just to see how, like, whether or not it's what I remember, if it holds up or not.
Sadly, we don't have MVP or MXP.
I know, it was my job to get it, and I fucking dropped the ball.
We'll get it eventually, though. But is there any movie in particular there that you're like, fuck, I hope that's the one?
My God. No, I can't pick one. There's a few of them that I want to watch.
Okay. I will say over half the movies in there I've bought to watch on the podcast and I have never seen before.
And I've seen, I think, like 80 or 90% of those.
Really?
I've seen most of them.
See, what I'm looking forward to is watching a movie I've never seen before and not ruining it for myself by spending hours doing all the back research on it to talk about.
Well, yeah, now you just get to, like, enjoy the movie for what it is or hate the fucking movie for what it is.
Exactly. So one of the movies that Ethan refused to put in was Dragon Ball Evolution. So, sorry for listeners, that's not on this one. I will get to it eventually.
I mean, I'll watch it with you, but I didn't want to do it today. Not with all these options. Like, oh my God.
Imagine.
We could watch this. Oh my God, you picked Dragon Ball? Fuck, get out of here.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to blindly pick a movie. Then I'm going to go take a shit and we're going to watch the movie.
Yeah,
and
I can have my cigarette while you're pooping.
We'll come back and talk about it. Do you want to pick the movie or do you want me to pick it?
Oh, man. I don't know. You pick the movie.
It's got to be blindly.
I how many rights have I lost for not being on here in months?
I would say you're about the social equivalent of a colored person at this point in my house.
Holy fuck.
No, I'm just kidding. I love,
isn't Shane a regular guest on this show? He's colored.
I love everybody equally, except for Shane. No, I'm just okay, so I'm going to grab a movie here, and it's going to be random.
Ben, do you remember the last one that I was on?
No, what one were you on last?
I don't even remember. I don't...
What did I grab here? I'm not even looking at it.
You grabbed the fucking Mario Brothers movie.
man, that's perfect because I've been trying to hassle people to watch this with me for like 3 weeks. Bob Hoskins,
John Leguizamo, Dennis Hopper as Bowser.
Oh man,
it's a blast, says the Washington Post.
Is it the Super Mario Brothers movie or just Mario?
Super Mario Brothers.
I have never seen this. I've heard nothing but terrible fucking things.
This ain't
things.
No game. It's a live-action thrill ride.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
It's terrible and awesome at the same time.
So you've seen it?
Oh, yeah.
That's right up my alley from the sounds of it. So I've been trying to get... Well, we have a group chat for the podcast, and I've been throwing this movie out there for about a month now, and everybody's like
you practiced. Like, you knew what this case felt like. You're like, I got to get it. Nope, that one's too round. That's a Blu-ray.
Joke's on you. It's just filled with like cut dozens of copies of the Mario Brothers movie.
Son of a bitch.
I like this.
I've been bamboozled.
I kind of like this tactic of the blind picking. We did that when we first started doing the podcast where we had a bucket we'd choose from. And I kind of like the idea that maybe we'll go back to that. It'll add a little bit of mystery there for us. So,
well, like with the cooler, when it's open... Like, you can't see past the lid. You literally have no idea what you're picking.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It does feel like homework sometimes when you're like, oh, we're going to be watching this movie, and then I got to fucking convince somebody to watch it with us. And so we are going to watch Super Mario Brothers movie. I've never seen it. I know a little bit about it. I know a little backstory about it, too. So I might actually know some behind-the-scenes things about it. I will tell you straight up that I think... most of the actors were drunk 90% of the time because they had such a miserable fucking time filming this movie. I wish I was making that up, but that's legitimate. I saw that on a mini documentary.
That's hilarious. That's funny because like the acting from what I remember, like it's not terrible.
Right.
But like, I mean, it's Mario Brothers, right?
Yeah. I think the biggest issue is the script, but,
yeah, the script sucked.
I'll talk about what I know about it after watching it. Cause I might be able to recall some of the stuff I've learned about it and stuff, but yeah, I'm excited, man. This is the first time in a long time that it's been like a spontaneous like hangout and movie watch podcast. So
it's like the first few that we did.
Oh, I would love to do this more often if I can swing it. So if anybody's out there and they want to spontaneously show up to my house one day, please don't.
But, at least call him first.
But
like I did.
Yeah. And then we can watch Mario Brothers is taken by Ethan, so you'll have to pick another shitty movie.
It holds a special place in my heart.
Okay, let's go try and watch this movie. Jesus.
We're not gonna try. There's like no shit. Try. There's only do.
Yeah, and Daisy having sex with a dinosaur by the looks of it. Yikes. Okay, we'll be back.
Ain't got no water anywhere. Food's bad. No air. Got no resources. Got a great big stupor. All because of the evil King Koopa.
We just watched the Mario Brothers. And that was a song that was sung by...
Toad.
Yeah, who had I would say a cameo, because he wasn't in the fucking movie.
Nope.
Like, he was, but he wasn't.
He wasn't a toadstool. He was human for a bit, and then he got de-evolved into a Goomba.
Yeah, well, that's fucking dehumanizing, am I right? Oh, but I'm on fucking fire. I should have wrote for this movie. I maybe would have got more zingers.
Oh my god, man.
Okay, this was my first time watching this movie. Is this your second, third, fourth, 100th? I could tell from the way you were watching it that it's like one of your favorites.
I wouldn't say it's a favorite, but I mean, because it's from my childhood and I love nostalgia. This is probably like, I probably haven't watched this movie more than 10 times ever.
I don't think anybody has. Okay, so growing up, obviously, Mario was like a huge fucking thing in the 90s. We were both born in the 90s before this movie came out, so
yeah.
It's safe to say that we had a really heavy Mario influence in our lives. Would you agree?
Yeah, well, one of the first video games that I ever played was Super Mario.
The very first one?
I don't know if it was the very first one, but I remember being babysat. I can't remember where.
Treat this microphone like a penis, Ethan. Get it close to your face, please.
Oh, sorry. Is that better?
I'll just
put my face right in the pop screen.
That's the pop screen, and it's also like 6 inches away.
No, I'm pretty sure it was like Super Mario World 3, I think, was the very first video game I ever played.
One of the best games ever made still to this day.
And my uncle bought a Nintendo 64 the day they came out because he worked at Superstore.
We should tell listeners your uncle is the kid who got the Nintendo 64 for Christmas.
Oh my God.
Nintendo 64! Yeah, I grew up playing Mario 2. I never really had a need to learn about the mythology, though. I don't know how you are with that behind all the characters.
No, like most of it's just from playing the games.
I feel like if I would have watched this movie as a kid, I don't think I would enjoy the Mario games as much. Trying to think of how all the backstory from this movie fit into the actual game and shit. There's a lot of trash.
If that movie would have came out around the same time as the first game, that movie probably would have failed the franchise.
It kind of did, though. Didn't the first game come out in like 89?
Yeah, but they already had three games out when that movie came out.
I guess so. And cartoons they had out, too.
Yeah, there was already a cartoon movie that, it didn't leave Japan.
Well, yeah. And then they were working on a TV series and...
Yeah, because there was a cartoon TV show that used to be on TV.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about the Super Mario Brothers. Yeah. As far as I knew before this movie, the Super Mario Brothers was just named that because of the, title character Mario... existing.
Yeah.
And they just called it the Mario Brothers because it was a clone of Mario type thing, you know. Come to find out they're called the Mario Brothers because that's their last name.
And Mario's first name.
Yeah. So much like the neighbor in Home Improvement, he has two first
Wilson.
Names. Wilson and Mario.
No, wasn't Wilson's last name wasn't Wilson, was it?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it was Wilson. Oh, man, Wilson. I didn't know that. That's one of my fucking favorite callback jokes is Wilson. Yeah. And then Luigi Mario is the brother. They hinted that Mario raised Luigi.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was his mother, I guess. So yeah. They're pretty progressive for being 1993, yeah, you know?
Right.
Was there anything from this movie right away that jumped out at you that you were annoyed by? Because there's a lot, obviously, but anything big as a Mario fan?
Well, the story itself,
the movie? We just watched the movie.
Yeah, you were there, you know.
I gotta say, what bothered me the most probably is the fact that they chose to use Daisy as the lead
instead of Peach,
but still kept her blonde hair with a pink dress the whole fucking last portion of the movie. Yeah,
should have had brown hair and a yellow dress.
It would have been sick if so. I don't know if you know much of the backstory. You started watching the video I tagged you in. There's a video on YouTube by Gaming Historian, I think it was.
I think that's what it was, yeah.
And it's about the background stuff and the making of the Super Mario movie. It's actually pretty interesting how I think it was some company bought the rights to Mario for almost no money to make the movie.
It was Lightmotion for $2 million.
For a Nintendo rights for a game that was basically taking over the entire fucking world, that's a steal of a deal.
Oh yeah. But Nintendo didn't care because Mario was already so big.
They were like, yeah, it's worth the risk, whatever.
How far did you get through that video?
I watched the whole thing before.
Oh, yeah. I got maybe 5 minutes into it while I was pooping. It was a quick poop.
Yeah, I've watched the whole thing. That's why I sent it to you guys and wanted to talk about the movie, because I found the backstory to this so much more interesting than I thought the movie might be.
All of the shit that happened on set during filming and everything.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about that because we both have access to some of the trivia facts and stuff, and we'll touch on that. But I think it's kind of cool that back in the 90s, there wasn't people holding rights over other companies' heads, like Sony does, and you know,
thank
all these other companies.
God, Spider-Man is staying in the MCU.
Right. Could you imagine a world where this movie was actually successful and they started taking all the video game properties that they could and trying to make them dark but still for children? Like, I don't think I would like video games if all of my experiences with those franchises was similar to this fucking movie, because I'm not going to lie, this was actually a tough watch.
I mean, that'd be like taking Kirby and having Tim Burton direct the fucking movie.
That might be good. Tim Burton is talented.
Tim Burton directing Kirby, though?
You need to find somebody who's a bad, bad director and then throw them in here and then get them to rewrite the script 150 times. Let's talk about that a little bit. So
the directors of like the Super Mario Brothers movie?
Yeah, so yeah. For this movie, they hired multiple directors to take on this movie. A lot of them bailed out. They tried to get, I think we heard Bill Murray, Tom Hanks was associated at one point. I think Sean Penn was going to be in it too at some point.
No, it was Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman.
He expressed interest first out of anybody, and then he read the script and I think they turned him down.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because the initial script pitch that they talk about in the Gaming Historian video actually sounds pretty cool. They had the whole foundation down, and they kind of touched on a lot of it in this movie, but I don't feel like they did it well, and they didn't do it justice enough to keep actual, what am I trying to say? To keep, like, faithful to the source material. So, like, if you watch Deadpool,
yeah.
The reason that movie is so successful is because of all of the Easter eggs it has in it.
Well, and Ryan Reynolds did everything
right.
Humanly possible for him to make sure that it was like...
Because he was passionate about the actual source material.
Yeah, he wanted it to be as like direct of an adaptation as possible.
Right, so if you had somebody like that in this movie that was like, maybe we should make Yoshi a little bit more like playful, cartoony. This is another dimension anyways.
Right?
We can do whatever the fuck we want here.
Like Yoshi in Super Mario Brothers looked more creepy than the baby T-Rex in The Lost World.
You're not wrong there.
Right?
It just feels like it was like a missed opportunity. There were some things that I thought that they did cool, like the Bob-omb thing that they had.
That was probably the only thing relatively accurate.
Right. And that I was okay with, but the rest of it just felt like missed opportunities over and over again.
Right.
It was a long movie, too. It felt long.
Oh my God. How long is that fucking movie?
The weird thing about this movie, too, is I was... this is going to sound weird to say this out loud, but I was expecting it to be way worse than it was. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's just bad enough to be, like, you're able to watch it and get some entertainment about it, but it's not bad enough to be, like, over the top enough to talk about it.
Yeah, the movie is just an hour and 34 minutes. Or an hour and 44 minutes, sorry.
That's it?
Yeah.
It felt like 3.5 hours.
Right? I felt like I was watching Endgame again.
There was like seven...
Except I would rather watch Endgame again.
Yeah. Okay.
I would rather watch Endgame again and cry like a bitch than watch Super Mario Brothers again for the next few years.
Well,
full disclosure, that happened.
I got news for you. We're doing a new segment on this show where we revisit the movie every day for a month and we talk about it.
Cool. So, I'll see you in another 6 months there, bud.
All right. Ethan just signed on for another 6 months of the Mario movie.
That is not what I said. Is this a Sony Disney fucking agreement? What's going on here?
Yeah, you signed. You just didn't know it.
I'm going to leave and I'm going to take Spider-Man with me.
Okay, what are some things that you think they could have done better that would have made you, like, off the top of your head, that you would have changed to make it, like, more entertaining or better?
The environment that Koopa Hatton or whatever the fuck it was called.
It was like a Neo New York.
Yeah, right? Like, it didn't look like what it did in the video games. It was like a shitty steampunk bargain brand fucking David Schwimmer ripoff.
It was like a dystopian future that every fucking 90s video game movie had, like Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat,
Tank Girl.
Yeah. Double Dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tank Hit. Girl is what I think you meant, not Hit Girl.
I know. Did I mumble? I meant to say Tank
Girl. You
Tank
said Girl. Hit Girl. And
no,
I was
no,
like,
no. Ah. I said Tank Girl. That's where I meant to say Tank Girl.
That was like a big thing in the 90s, so I'm not surprised that they went with that.
Like, that looks like a direct ripoff of Total Recall with Schwarzenegger.
Haven't seen it. I have it.
I wonder.
But I should have put it in the bin.
Did that come out before or after? Like,
probably before.
There's so many movies that came out at that time, like, oh, we have to do it like this. Cause
I feel like that's another reason this got lost in the mix, right? So they had a bunch of directors signed on to do this that had interest in it because it is such a big title and big project. And
yeah, it came out after Total Recall.
They ended up settling on a husband and wife team simply for the fact that they've done some music videos and they were known for doing, I think, commercials or a TV show for
the Killing
a character.
Fields movie.
There's a character called Max Headroom, too, that was big in the 80s, I think, on MTV.
That was them
MTV.
That did that?
Yeah. And when you hear that, you can kind of see it with the weird, like, camera twisting and shit. Yeah. And, like, you kind of get the vibe of that. Because it was the same as dystopian. Even, the makeup and stuff they did on Max Headroom looks the same as, like, the Koopa.
I've seen, like, videos of it here and there, like, on the internet, but I've never actually watched Max Headroom.
Yeah. It just looks like a plastic person, basically.
Yeah, I know exactly what he looks like.
So it
that's kind of like what Duke Nukem was based on, was like that character model, wasn't it?
I don't know. That would make sense, though. That's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
I mean...
You're like, I'm making shit up.
Well, the appearance is the same. That might be true. I could be full of shit.
This movie was also based on a guy getting penile fungus and spreading it all across New York City. That was the metaphor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Genital warts.
Okay, so in the actual Mario game, let's talk about that comparatively. So you have your main characters. So you have Mario and Luigi.
Yeah.
Right? And the goal is to try and save Princess Peach in a castle from Bowser.
Who is a dinosaur.
And her best friend / protector / loyal sidekick is named Toad, who is...
What, Toad's
a... He's a toadstool, I think.
He's a servant, quote unquote, of, like, the Mushroom Kingdom family.
Right.
Yeah.
But is he a person that wears a mushroom hat, or is he actually, like, a fungus person?
I don't know, because, like, you see pictures on the internet where he takes the toadstool cap off.
Right.
So, like, is that, like, part of him, or, yeah, is this fan art? What the fuck's going on here?
Exactly.
Where is the posterity and the fucking character model, like,
right? And there's also Yoshi, the green dinosaur that Mario rides,
right? That bitch should have just fucking killed him, so we didn't have to look at that garbage Yoshi anymore in the movie.
You know what would have been sick is if she took one of those evolutionary guns and she evolved him upwards so he became like a rideable dinosaur.
Oh,
and she just got on him and they like ripped through the city.
Or no, he just, like, fucked her off and then went and helped Mario and Luigi like he should have.
Yeah, so then there's those guys, and then we got the villains. So a lot of the villains, I don't think were they in any of the games up until Mario 3? Like Iggy and Spike? Like, it was mostly just Bowser up until then.
Yeah, in the first three, I think you only fought Bowser.
Right.
Then you fought, like, the Hammerhead Brothers and, like... Mm-hmm. Guys like
which
that.
Would have been cool if they incorporated the Hammerhead Brothers.
But I think it wasn't until like Super Mario World on Super Nintendo where they actually had like...
They had the football guy.
Well, and then like the bosses in all of the castles throughout the game,
right,
were Bowser's like nieces and nephews. And
so I wonder if the idea of the cousins came before that game or after.
I don't know, because Iggy and Spike are actually... like nephews of Bowser in one of the games, or after one of the games.
Yeah. It's interesting to think. And then, was it ever discussed in any of the video games that, like, Peach's dad was actually, like, a ruler still? Or, like, anything that happened to him? I don't think that's ever mentioned either.
In one of the games, yeah, you have to get the scepter back because he's been turned into a mushroom.
Right, but her best friend's a mushroom.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Okay.
The Japanese are crazy, man.
So, my whole point
is... They made a video game, and I played it, and I enjoyed it, and I don't ask about the fucking theory behind everything.
Right. My whole point is the video game has really cool imagery. You have, like, like the piranha plants that come out of the
piranha
things.
Piranha Pete.
You got the ba-bombs. You got the bullet bills. You got...
Goombas, Koopas.
All that stuff, you have such potential and already pre-existing imagery that you could ride with. Like, I don't get why they didn't just lean into that for this. And if they wanted to make it dark, they still could, right? Like, there's ways to do that, even if they had thwomps.
But it was only the directors that wanted, like, a darker adult version. The production company wanted, like, a family-friendly movie.
And I think that's why this failed so much, is they kept going back and forth on the vibes. Because you'd get it start going dark, like she stabs the fucking pet of the movie with a knife. And then it cuts to Mario and Luigi making, like, shitty jokes.
Yeah, right? She stabs Yoshi, and then 2 seconds later, it's Mario and Luigi goofing around like brothers.
Yeah, it's fucking strange.
But part of it, like, reading through the trivia, and there's a couple... points where John Leguizamo is talking in an interview and then Bob Hoskins is talking in an interview, and these are two separate points where they both said the same fucking thing, that the filming the movie was a fucking nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
And the directors would make decisions
without consulting each other
because they're a married couple, and fuck them. Like, wait, thanks for ruining the movie for everybody on fucking set because you had too much pride to go talk to your significant other about making a fucking decision.
Right.
Like, how bad is your fucking sex life if you can't make a decision making a movie? Like, they probably got divorced after making that movie.
I think,
like,
they did.
And I fucking hope so, because this fucking movie, you could have done so much better.
I feel like, too, the Koopas and the Goombas, they're kind of like the...
7 feet too tall.
Well, they're like the key bad guys in the Mario games. You run into them constantly. Yeah. The Goombas are like mushrooms, yeah, basically. And I feel like they could have done a really cool thing here where... So in the movie, King Koopa, a.k.a. Bowser, which they never call him, de-evolutionizes Peach's, or I guess Daisy's dad, into a fungus. Right,
yeah,
that spreads across the city.
Slowly starts taking over,
which is like mushrooms start popping up.
One infection at a time.
So if he can turn him into a mushroom / fungus, why is it when he de-evolutionizes the actual Goombas that they don't turn into like a cool ass fungus? Like, that would have been way cooler if they just became like fungus people.
I don't know.
Instead of like some shitty fucking, I don't even know what you would call them, turtle people with teeth.
Well,
dinosaur teeth.
Yeah, like they
look like turtle
heads.
They
evolved from lizards, right? Because like Koopa said, he fucking evolved from the T-Rex.
Right.
So these other guys evolved from whatever.
But the issue is the Koopas, yeah, that were in it had, yeah, actual dinosaur heads. And the Goombas
looked like mushrooms.
Looked like turtles.
Well, yeah. But yeah, the Goombas, if you watch the game, are not turtles. Fucking Koopas look like turtles.
That's what I'm saying. Is if they would have done it opposite, it would have been like probably better. And it's, yeah, fucking weird that their heads are so small.
Well, I mean, Goombas also aren't 8 feet tall.
Well, I think it's kind of funny too that they were like, oh yeah, so the bad guy in the Mario game just looks like a big brown blob, so let's just make the bodies of the character be brown blobs, right? And then put a little head on top of it.
Right. Yo, let's get the great Kali over here to put on this brown overcoat.
Think of how
and put this little fucking bobblehead on top of his head.
Think of how much cooler it would have been if, like, okay, so the Goombas in the Mario game are brown mushrooms with eyeballs and shoes, essentially, right?
Yeah.
If you were to take out your evolution gun and shoot a person with it, and they turned into like a fungus mush and grew up and started like throbbing a little bit and then started forming two human eyeballs just in the middle of it. But had like human feet that could walk.
Oh my god, that's fucking nightmare fuel.
Would that not be like way fucking cooler than what they did though?
Yeah, that would definitely be a more adult fucking directed movie though.
And they're just like,
that's fungus. Definitely, that definitely does not sound fucking kid friendly. That sounds terrifying.
I still don't think it would fit the Mario Brothers lore, but I think it would be cooler to see.
No, see, that would be some Tim Burton Super Mario Bros. Movie. Yeah. Shit.
I do have to admit, though, like, there is a couple times where I was kind of amazed with the things they were doing with this movie, like the puppetry of the Yoshi.
Yeah, I looked that up. It was the puppet itself was only 3 feet tall, and there was over 9 feet of cable inside it. No, there was more than that. There was 9 puppeteers operating it, and there was, like, 30 feet of cable or something like that in this 3 foot tall puppet of a dinosaur.
That's insane. The CGI effects were garbage, though. And as shitty as the Goombas and Koopas looked...
The sad part about that, though, the CGI for 1993, that in this movie, was still better than Godzilla that came out fucking almost 10 years later.
Really?
Man, watch Godzilla with Matthew Broderick.
Okay, I gotta... maybe we'll do that for the podcast one day, because I don't think I've seen that one. There's a lot of shit in this movie, too, that I remembered from watching that video. Like I mentioned to you at the very beginning when they're riding around in the van.
Oh, yeah.
There's a sliding door that apparently slid and crushed Bob Hoskins' hand at the beginning. I need to wear a cast for the rest of filming.
But, like, that's actually only, like, a few scenes, I think. Because, like, you could...
They were probably almost finished...
Yeah,
filming at that point. Anyways, like
in most of the movie, he's using both of his hands, but there's a few scenes where you do not see his right hand. It's either behind his body or
covered with a jacket,
underneath John Leguizamo's shirt as they're walking through the desert. Because for some godforsaken reason, John Leguizamo thought he should take his shirt off for filming.
Well, he was the sex symbol of this movie.
Well, I guess. I mean, it definitely wasn't Bob Hoskins.
Well,
no, here, 200 feet of cable crammed inside its 3 foot tall structure of Yoshi. 200 feet of cable.
That's a lot of cable. I also heard too that throughout the filming, because everybody hated the directors, everybody was completely wasted pretty much the whole time.
It was John Leguizamo said him and Bob Hoskins used to get drunk frequently just so they could enjoy themselves making this movie, because they knew it was going to be trash.
Right.
And they just wanted to have fun and like try and make the best of the experience.
Yeah.
So they would just get drunk all the time and fucking film this movie.
And apparently the scene where his hand gets crushed because they're driving around sporadically.
Yeah.
They were both fucking wasted and were arguing about who should actually drive for the scene because one was more drunk than the other.
Yeah. And like, if you watch the movie and you see the way the van is driving, and they're saying, like, oh, the van's broken.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, after reading these facts, like, no, they're fucking drunk, man. Nobody hits the brakes like that.
Or maybe they're
nobody
like...
Nobody fucking drives like that.
Maybe they were like, we actually were going to use the van for 3/4 of the movie, but they're drunk all the time, so let's just write it in that it's broken.
Why does it smell like a fucking distillery in the back of this van, you guys?
Also, what's up with the 25-minute police chase scene? Like, Jesus Christ.
We didn't film that. Where did that come from?
Fuck it. They get rammed by a car, a passerby. They drive up on top of it, and the car keeps driving.
When they steal the police car.
Yeah. Oh, and he keeps driving around with Mario and Luigi in a stolen cop car on top, running from the police. It's like, if I had a car on top of me, I would slam on the brakes. Especially if the police were chasing the people inside that car.
What the fuck is that other car made out of that they could just ramp up on top of them and stop, and that roof did not cave?
Oh, didn't you watch the movie? Everything was made of smegma. It's all made of fungus.
Oh my god, smegma.
It was all fungus at some point.
Dick cheese.
It's all one hive mind. That just like it's like a living tunnel that carries explosives from point A to point B.
I guess
for whoever needs them.
It offered them tuba bombs, man. Who's the fungus's dealer? Where's he getting all of these explosives that nobody else had?
Well, that's the part that they left out, is that the Mushroom King is actually the leader of ISIS, and there's a darker subplot.
That's why they were so close to the desert. It all makes sense. Okay, to cut off this point and go on like a different point. So on the trivia on IMDb,
Just read out some interesting trivia facts to each other.
There's one, Dennis Hopper explained why he did the film.
He's like, I money.
Well, that's part of it, but it's a lot funnier than that. It's like, I made a picture called Super Mario Bros. And my 6-year-old son at the time, he's now 18, he said, Dad, I think you're probably a pretty good actor, but why did you play that terrible guy, King Koopa, in Super Mario Bros.? And I said, well, Henry, I did that so you could have shoes. And he said, Dad, I don't need shoes that badly.
I think I heard that. That's a good one.
That's rough.
I want to throw out, too, that it's pretty crazy that Lance Henriksen was in this movie. He was Daisy's dad. And I, like, didn't realize Lance Henriksen was in it. Lance Henriksen from Alien, like Prometheus, all those movies. In Prometheus, he's the android. He's Pumpkinhead. I don't know if you know Pumpkinhead. It's a horror movie.
I thought Michael Fassbender was the android.
Oh, there's more than one.
Oh.
I think he was the android in Alien.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like a real weird thing. Yeah, he's a really well-known character actor, and they basically, like, hired him for, like, literally one scene in this movie, and it's just, like, a post-credit scene, basically, where he coughs up phlegm and says, I love those plumbers.
Gross.
Yeah, the first part of this movie could have been a shitty porno from the 80s, too, where it's like, hey, the plumbers are here. Right?
Why? Oh, my God.
Just so many moments.
Yeah.
Also, what's up with the mafia guy?
Scapelli?
Yeah, he owns a plumbing business, and it's not a front. He just legitimately is just so passionate about the plumbing business.
It's a front. Man, don't fool yourself.
You think so?
Yeah, with that shitty greased back haircut, there's no way.
Is he the origin for Bada Bing with a pipe?
Ah, Bada Bing.
Maybe that's why they're plumbers.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. All right, you got some. Let's talk some trivia here.
Michael Keaton was approached to play Koopa, but he passed on the role.
And yeah.
Same with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That would have been such a different movie.
Get those plumbers! I need them over here now. Bring me that meteorite.
According to Mojo Nixon, he was cast as the role of Toad because production wanted an actual musician for the character, but their first choice, Tom Waits, was unavailable.
Oh my God.
Nixon's agent pitched him to casting as the third-rate Tom Waits for half price.
Rough.
They're like, you want a PC cool of Tom Waits? I got that guy over here.
Could you imagine Tom Waits? Like how much different that little song would sound?
Oh man, the whole movie would
sounds like this.
Just be a little bit more shittier.
Maybe Tom Waits would make it better. Was Tom Waits, they wouldn't have fucked him off.
Do you think
5 minutes later and turned him into a Goomba?
Do you think watching that whole movie again with actually prolific actors at this point would make a difference?
I think having prolific directors would make a different experience.
Or writers.
I think you could have the exact same cast with different directors and the movie would have been a little bit better.
Maybe. I think, the script was a little shitty too though, because it was rewritten so many fucking times.
But was that the writers or was that the directors?
It was, it was a combination. In that video they say that they would all be on the same page, and then they'd fire a writer, and they'd have to get a new writer. Then they'd get directors, different directors. Then the directors would fire the new writers because they wanted to turn it into a sci-fi film. And then it would get swapped again with other directors. And then they ended up bringing the old writers back. Like, it happened, like, no joke, probably about 6 times, at least. It's just a shitstorm.
Oh, my God.
What? You found a good one or what?
Harold Ramis was offered to direct the film but declined.
From Ghostbusters?
Yeah. Egon from Ghostbusters was offered directing.
Well, good thing he died then, because he was able to avoid this, adding this to his legacy.
Man, he died way later.
I know, I'm just
like
kidding.
Way later. Wow. Wow.
The intelligent fungus was inspired by both the Mushroom Kingdom from the games and tabloid reports of a discovered gigantic fungus.
Oh my god.
Each script developed the fungus was sort of a metaphor for the mushroom element in a Nintendo game.
Yeah, the Mushroom Kingdom.
Yeah.
Okay, so Bob Hoskins broke his hand.
Yep.
Allegedly due to drinking on set, John Leguizamo was hit by a car breaking his leg. You could even see the cast in some shots of the movie.
Allegedly. I didn't notice a cast. Maybe that's why he was wearing those boots for the last half of the fucking movie. Was cover up
whether
the cast.
Or not it was due to drinking, John Leguizamo was hit by a car and broke his leg.
It's like, hey, I'm
Bob Hoskins, whether or not due to drinking, fucking broke his hand because the van door slammed in.
Right.
Like, everything that happened on set outside of the actual movie itself is so much more interesting and a better fucking plot line than this movie.
Do you want to hear something that's actually kind of pathetic and potentially ruin the movie?
Yeah.
Originally, the Goombas were only background characters, but their final designs were quote-unquote so impressive that Rocky Morton and Annabelle Jankel promoted them to main characters with major stunts.
With major... He's riding on a fucking mattress and sliding down a big tube? That was a major stunt?
It felt like Home Alone at that point.
Right?
And it was like, they're not even that impressive of characters. They're like the most disappointing part of the movie.
They have an IQ of, I'm going to say, low 70s because they can move and breathe at the same time.
Mm.
And that's it.
I do have to say, like, my favorite part of the CG special effects and stuff was when they were... de-evolving, I guess it would be, King Koopa. There's that part where he looks like kind of T-Rex, but he still looks mutated for a second. And it looked fucking sick. Like, if he was like that and menacing the city, I would have been like all in for that last act.
He looked like one of the demon dogs off of Doom.
Yeah, that's a good reference, actually. That's a good pull. Let's see. In 2013, Stephen Applebaum and Ryan Haas teamed with one of the original film writers to create a webcomic sequel to the film. Published to the internet the same year, the comic sees Mario and Luigi returning to Dino Hatton with Daisy to tend to her revived father, only to find out that Wart is planning to overthrow the city.
What?
So, Wart was... Okay, so...
Who is Wart?
In Super Mario Brothers was the thing, right?
Yeah.
It became so popular. Then in Japan, they made Super Mario Brothers 2.
Yeah.
Super Mario Brothers 2 was straight up just a... So all this information I got from Gaming Historian as well. Super Mario Brothers 2 in Japan was exactly the same game. They just redesigned the levels. So it looks exactly like the first Super Mario Brothers, but they have... a lot more fireballs and a lot more challenges to get across, right?
I always thought that was weird as a kid. Like, why does this game look the exact fucking same, but just a little different?
Right. So, the magic carpets and all that weird stuff. Somebody in Japan, it was somebody who worked at the Nintendo offices, was contacted to create a game for, I think it was like Samsung or some sort of company like that, where they had some sort of Middle Eastern festival they were promoting, and they needed a Middle Eastern-style game with sultans and stuff. So he designed a game with sultan characters, and they fought, like, these crazy masked people, floating masks, and, like, all this crazy shit, and they would pull roots from the ground and throw them at people. Right?
Yeah.
Not normally a Mario mechanic, never seen again after that game either. So basically what he did is he took this game that he created for this company that they didn't end up using, just reskinned it with the Mario characters. They sent it to the US because the second one that they did in Japan, they sent to the US and the guy's like, this is too hard. Kids are going to hate this. So they just took a reskinned game, sent it to the US, called it Super Mario Brothers 2, launched it, and it was super successful. So that's why in that game, there's no Koopas, there's no previous Mario villains. That's why you got Shy Guys, right? Because yeah. They're masked creatures. That's why you got Birdo. And then instead of Bowser, the boss in that game is a giant frog called Wart. So in this sequel to the movie that they did as a webcomic, it's actually the boss in the second game, Wart, a giant frog.
Yeah.
So there's some
I don't think shameful. I ever beat the second one. So like that's
it's pretty tough too. But number three, I think that's why it's so successful, is because they kind of went back and they took everything that was good from both games and put it together, and they like narrowed it down, because they're like, people like the boss battles a little bit more than just kind of getting to the clear.
Yeah.
People like different elements of it. They like getting power-ups and weird stuff like that more often. So they enhanced it a lot more, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's some shinfo for listeners. Do you got another trivia piece there that you're interested in?
Kind of, man. Like, there's so many, but like...
Yeah, there's like close to 100.
Yeah.
I would say if listeners are like super interested in that, definitely check out Gaming Historian. He has several Mario videos that he does. He goes into a lot of detail on them, and he does a lot of research. It's pretty cool. And yeah. Do you got one that you want to read?
I'm just kind of going through here, and like they're either long-winded with like nothing really important,
okay,
or like nothing interesting enough to read.
Yeah, that's fair. This movie has... Okay, let me ask you, Ethan, what would you rate this movie out of 5?
Out of 5? I don't know. Based on like rewatchability and enjoyment and everything, I'd probably give it like a 2.
I was thinking the same. Yeah. It's got a 4 out of 10 on IMDb, which is about the same what we rated it. 23% on Rotten Tomatoes. 54% of Google users liked this movie.
Like, I enjoy watching this movie once in a very long while.
Yeah. I don't think it's one you could watch yearly.
No. Definitely not like Power Rangers.
The movie cost $43 million to make. In 93, that's a lot of fucking money.
Right.
It made just over $20 million.
Like $43 million, what's that, 23 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Or no, 26 years ago, would be like them making Transformers right now.
Is that how much Transformers cost?
Fuck, I think Transformers was more than that, wasn't it?
Probably.
Let's see. The very first Transformers movie, if this shit'll load... For some reason, I'm losing service in your basement right now.
Oh, that was another thing, too, that I wanted to bring up, is that the movie had rewrites so often.
Like, daily.
That at the very end of it, people were just kind of making shit up on the spot because they didn't want to relearn their lines. So a lot of the movie has, like, improvised scenes, and that's why some of it doesn't make any fucking sense. It doesn't really fit.
Okay, so how much has inflation gone up in the last 23 years?
I don't know, probably quite a bit.
26 years. So the budget for the first Transformers movie was $150
million. $150
mil? Yeah.
Okay, let's just Google 20 mil or 40 mil USD. USD in 1993 and see. How much did you say Transformers was?
$150
million. $150
million. And that was in 2007. Yeah, that was in 2007. Okay. Let's look up what it was for Endgame.
So it would be $69 million in 2018. So it's not that much. Like, the inflation's not that bad. It's still quite a bit, but $70 million is definitely nowhere near Transformers money. No. But also, Transformers looked like it was worth that much. This movie, to me, did not. Because around that time, they had a lot of movies coming out. Jurassic Park. Spielberg was doing a lot of cool shit for special effects. And
yeah, they almost hired the guys. Or no, they were either considering it or they did hire the puppeteers of Yoshi for Jurassic Park.
I would believe that. Because the puppeteering of Yoshi was probably like one of the only redeemable parts of this fucking movie.
Other than the fact that like the model of the dinosaur itself sucked.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, the actual like animatronics of it were very good.
How do you feel about there being a potential Mario movie again?
Like a live action one done today?
Yeah, do you think it's possible?
Oh my god. I don't know, because like after watching this, like, do you really want to risk having another one?
And like, well, I mean, after Detective Pikachu.
Man, oh, so good.
I still haven't seen that movie, but
so good.
Like, after the success of that movie, I feel like that if they did it right and they actually stayed somewhat faithful to the character designs like they did with that movie, they might be able to pull something off.
True.
As long as you have a good script. But I don't know if you knew this, but back in 2014, there were rumors that Sony had acquired the rights to make Super Mario movies. And in 2017, Wall Street Journal reported Nintendo was teaming up with Illumination to make a Mario movie. So
isn't that who they made Detective Pikachu with?
I don't know, but I know they did Despicable Me.
Right, yeah.
And the Minions movies.
Right.
They also did, like, all the Dr. Seuss movies, the, like, animated ones.
Oh, like the new Grinch movie?
Yeah. So, apparently, as I'm reading this now, this is from NintendoEnthusiast.com. You probably won't see it in the next couple of years, but their current launch target is 2022.
For a Super Mario movie?
For a Super Mario movie.
Live action or like cartoon?
I'm assuming it would be animated, similar to like the Minions, which, you know, I would probably go see that if they had a good enough,
that,
good
like, enough script. That would just be like watching a video game you're not playing.
Right. It's just like, yeah, I don't know if they could do another live action one. Like, that was a fucking rough movie.
Who would they cast?
And probably just the people who do the voice acting now. If it was, oh, you mean for live action?
Yeah.
It would be big names. Like, they would do something stupid where it'd be like, oh, Ryan Reynolds is going to be Luigi.
No.
You don't think they'd do something like that?
I don't think they would.
I almost... Then,
like, realistically, they could recast John Leguizamo.
Well, you know what I miss is when they would, like, cast based on stereotypes. Like,
but it's not PC
we need
anymore.
A super Italian fucking dude to play this part. Right? So they have, like, a guy that comes out and he's like, bada bing, I'm walking here.
Yeah, when they, like, they didn't cast people based on necessarily acting skill.
Right.
It's just kind of who they were already.
You know what I would like to see? I would like to see Leonardo DiCaprio as Mario and Brad Pitt as Luigi.
Oh, my God. Why? Why?
I could just picture it, you know, just in your head. Who would you cast?
I don't...
It's not an easy task.
No, it's not.
To try, like, and cast somebody as, like, the most stereotypical Italian-American,
right?
That you can think,
like,
of.
Like, one of the most iconic video game characters ever.
Like, if you're going Italian, you got to go, like, famous Italian chefs. Like, Chef... Okay, Chef Bobby Flay is Mario. Or no. Mario Batali is Mario.
Guy Fieri is Mario.
And Bobby Flay as Luigi. That's what you do.
I mean, if he was still alive, Anthony Bourdain as Luigi.
Yo, man, the dude would kill himself again. I would not put that on Anthony Bourdain. Do not do that to that man.
Oh my god.
He deserves more respect than that.
Well, yeah. You were talking chefs. Like, unfortunately he passed away.
Yeah, I'm glad we did this though. I know it's, like, kind of shitty sometimes to watch a movie that's not, like, that great.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, it's fun.
I like the unpredictability of it all.
One, there was one that you would actually never seen or did any research for. So yeah. You were, like, actually going into this movie blind.
Yeah, and part of me liked that, but we'll have to see what we decide the next time I do one of these. Cause,
well, I guess we have to find out which movie it is.
Yeah, would you want to come back and do another movie with me?
Yeah.
Anytime in the next couple weeks?
And I don't have a job right now.
Do you want to pick a movie right now?
I guess so.
Make sure you close your eyes, though.
All right.
Good thing we got this bucket of movies.
How long do you think until this comes out?
I don't know. It depends, because we're rolling into October, so we're going to be doing some Halloween movies and stuff, I think.
Oh, yeah.
But I might just slip it in there somewhere instead.
That's what he said. We'll
see. Yeah, worst case scenario, it'll be out probably like the first week in November.
All right. But, well, Kyle, if you're listening to this, not your brother Kyle, my buddy Kyle Illingworth, he said he wanted to do this, and he said he's going to listen to this one when it comes out. So if we haven't done this movie yet, and he likes it, just message me or Kenny.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Go ahead, pick a movie. Hopefully it's not another 90s piece of shit. And it's another...
It's Max Payne.
Oh, I was going to slap that back in and be like, pick again.
what year did this come out?
Probably in early 2000s.
Max Payne, 2008, 20th Century Fox.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, well, I guess we're going to watch Max Payne.
Max Payne with Mark Wahlberg.
We might watch Max Payne. We might pick again.
All right. That one's in the maybe pile. I'll pick again.
just because, you know.
Just because Kenny really doesn't seem like he wants to watch it, even though he picked it to throw it in the fucking cooler.
I just picked movies that I haven't seen out of here. Okay, this one I could do with. This one we should do.
Oh my god, Encino Man?
Yeah.
We're Pauly back Shore. In the 90s shitty movies.
Oh no, this movie is gonna hold up. I will tell you that much. I've watched it a few years ago. It holds up. And we're gonna watch Pauly Shore.
This is how old this movie.
Dig up this, Brendan Fraser.
This is how old this movie is. The fucking description on the back of the movie. This is the first line. Starring outrageously hip Pauly Shore.
Buddy.
Encino Man unearths the biggest laughs in 2 million years. Who the fuck says anybody's hip anymore?
I do. I wish we could record the way that you look at me sometimes. if we could get that across on the podcast, then...
right? Yeah. There's got to be like... You have to set up like what Joe Rogan has, like with the video.
Yeah, because I want to do video editing on top of holding fucking friends hostage. Well,
no, then... Fuck it. There's no editing involved. All you have to do is match up the time or whatever the fuck you have to do with it.
Right.
No editing otherwise. Like, whatever's in it, that's it. That is the fucking talk. That's what's going down.
Well, I'll consider that. So we're going to watch Encino Man eventually.
It just gives me more freedom to try and be outrageous sometimes.
So if you guys want to get a hold of us, you can get a hold of us at Life with Kenny Podcast on Facebook, at Life with Kenny Pod on Instagram. Reach out. Let us know if there's any movies you want us to watch. Let us know what you think of some of the movies we've been watching. I would like to...
Why is the movie reference for Sean Astin Bulworth?
What do you mean?
Why wouldn't they have fucking Rudy or Goonies on here? What the fuck is Bulworth? I've never even heard of that shit.
I don't know. Maybe he requested not to have Rudy or Goonies on there.
And this is the DVD. So, like, they had options because Brendan Fraser's reference movie is The Mummy, and that fucking came out way after Encino Man.
Pauly Shore from such hit movies as Mother-in-Law. Brendan Fraser from such hit movies as A Blast from the Past. And Sean Astin from movies such as Lord of the Rings? All right.
What the fuck?
All right. Well, thanks for listening, you guys. And thanks for coming, Ethan. I have to tell you one thing though. You got to stop coming here, man. You're just fucking wasting your life. You got to get a life, man.
You know what I have to say to that? Fuck Judge Reinhold,
buddy.